In 1992, the Guardian journalist Ian Aitken wrote about his experience as a teller for the Labour Party in the constituency of Hornsey and Wood Green. And he was joined by a widow of a colonel, a wonderful person who was the teller for the Conservative Party. And a young man drove into the school yard in a battered car, and the car wheezed to a halt. And very slowly and painfully, this young man levered himself out of the car. You see, he was dreadfully disabled. And then, equally slowly and painfully, he walked over to the polling station in the school building. A thoughtful clerk actually brought out a ballot form for him, and he cast his vote. And Ian Aitken and the colonel's widow were very moved at this young man's faithful service to the democratic process. They were even more moved when, getting into his car after an equally slow and painful walk back to it, he said to them that he'd voted for the Liberal Democrats. You see, it was a two-horse race in the Hornsey and Wood Green constituency. It was going to be either the Labour Party or the Conservatives who won. And so that dreadfully disabled young man had shown his faithfulness to the democratic system and to the Liberal Democratic Party. You might say, oh, that was a wasted vote. But when you actually saw the trouble the young man took to vote, both Ian Aitken and the colonel's widow thought it was anything but a wasted vote. What the young man showed, I think above all, was a faithfulness to the democratic system and to the party he supported. In our gospel reading from Matthew's gospel, the parable of the talents, what Jesus is saying to his followers is calling them to faithful service. A master goes away on a journey and he gives his servants 5 talents, 2 talents, and 1 talent, each according to their ability. And the servant with 5 talents uses it in business and makes 5 more. And the servant with 2 talents does likewise. But the servant with 1 talent just digs a hole in the ground and buries it. And after a long time, when the master comes back from his journey, he commends the servants with 5 and 2 talents for their work, and he gives them extra responsibility, and he calls them to share in their master's joy. But to the servant who just 1 talent and buried it in the ground, he castigates him And he calls him a useless and worthless servant. And so we see in this parable, Jesus praising faithful service, but condemning people who simply do nothing. J. Ellsworth Callas says that the thing that he remembers most of all about his parents' religious life was their faithfulness. They attended worship on a Sunday just as regularly as they went to work on a Monday morning. And this faithfulness ran throughout their life. They would always vote in elections. They would always be at work on time. They were people who always paid their bills. And they were neighbours and friends who could be counted on. There's a story about a high school athlete who was asked by his coach to deputise for a track star in an important race. And the coach said to him, "Run in the race and do your best." Now, this athlete was young and inexperienced. And in the race, he was outclassed and he was far outdistanced, coming in a long way behind the other runners. And at the end, someone came up to him and said, "Why didn't you quit when you knew that you couldn't win?" And he replied, "The coach didn't ask me to quit. He simply asked me to run the race. And that is what I did." In the parable of the talents, Jesus calls his followers to faithful service. And this doesn't simply apply to worshipping, but it also applies to caring for our family and friends, helping the needy, and upholding Christian values. In the parable of the talents, we are told that the master gave his servants 5 talents, 2 talents, and 1 talent, each according to his ability. In other words, Jesus was recognizing that we all have different talents and we all have different levels of ability. And Paul, in his letter to the Romans, also recognizes this. He says that God gives us different spiritual gifts. To some, he gives the gift of speaking God's message. Others, teaching, serving, encouraging, giving to charity, leading, helping the needy. And this isn't an exhaustive list. I once heard many years ago of a minister who was a ventriloquist. And on Sunday mornings, he took his dummy into church and he used his gift of ventriloquism to entertain the children. But not only that, but to get across a Christian message to those children. But of course, we don't all have the same gifts. Someone who is a good speaker may be a poor singer. The person who is good with children and young people may be poor at handling money. The important thing is whatever gift God has given us, that we use it to the best of our ability in His service. In the parable of the talents, Jesus also says to His followers that as we use His gifts, we should also be prepared to take risks. Dr. William Barclay, commentating on this parable, says that Jesus tells us that there is no religion without adventure. The Master goes away on a journey, and He gives His servants 5 talents, 2 talents, and 1 talent. A talent, by the way, is a large sum of money. And the servants with 5 and 2 talents, they use those talents in business. They work hard, and they double their talents. In other words, they take risks to serve their master, and the risks pay off. But the servant with the 1 talent, he simply buries it in the ground. He's lazy. He's slothful. I shouldn't have tried to say that word, should I? When I entered the ministry in 1975, the national membership of the United Reformed Church was round about 181,000. Now in 2013, it's about 61,000. And so we all know that it's become far harder to share the gospel and to grow the church. But we're still called to this work. Now, I'm sure that we've got to remain firm and steadfast with the fundamentals of the gospel message. But I also think we should be prepared to take risks and to change in other areas, to do different things in order to share the gospel, in order to grow the church. And as I look back on my ministry, I would say that one of my failures is that I've not always been willing enough to take risks in sharing the gospel and in growing the church. Yes, we need to remain firm on the fundamentals of the gospel. We believe in one God, creator and giver of life. And we believe that God became man, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross that our sins might be forgiven, and then was raised from the dead, that we might enter into eternal life. And that one God is still with us through His Holy Spirit to love us, to help us and to guide us. And of course, we've still got to stay firm with the 2 greatest commandments. The 1st commandment, to love God wholeheartedly, and the 2nd commandment, to love our neighbour as ourselves. But in other areas, we can do new things. And one of the things that attracted me to Enfield in 2004 was when I read the church profiles, I saw that the Lancaster Road Church ran a supper for the homeless and disadvantaged, and still does. I think it's been going for about 15 years now. And there are 7 such suppers each year. And on 6 occasions, we get about 30 people present. And at the Christmas supper, we get 60 or 70 people. Now, those guests are all folk with mental and physical disabilities. And when the church started them, they must have had questions. Will anyone turn up? If they do turn up, are they likely to cause problems? Will there be enough volunteers to actually put on a 3-course meal for 30 people, and at Christmas up to 70 people? And who's going to fund those meals? Well, the church took the risk. 15 years later, the suppers are still going. And I think it's a super way in which to serve some of the most needy people in our society. My longest ministry has been at Osset in West Yorkshire, or should I be saying the West Riding? And I was there about 12 years. And one of the things we started when I was there was a Tuesday service. And very simply, that was a Sunday service held on a Tuesday afternoon at 2:30. And I don't think the church had done anything like that before. And so I was asking the church to do something new. It was a risk. Would there be sufficient church people to come and get the church ready? Because it was a multi-purpose building, we had to move chairs. Would there be someone to play the organ? Would there be people to serve tea and coffee after the service? Would there be folk to transport the people to worship? And would the people come? Well, they did come. And for 7 years during my ministry, we had a regular congregation of 20 to 25 people. And some of them started coming on Sunday morning. And I think it was one of the reasons why the Osset Church grew during my ministry. The congregation had been willing to take a risk about having a service on a different day and at a different time. When I was minister at St John's Ipswich, during my ministry, one of the new things we did, and it wasn't my idea, was we had a hall users all-age carol service on a Wednesday evening at 6:30. And we invited all the different hall users to come to the service and put on an item in the service which lasted about 3 minutes. And not only that, we invited Father Christmas to come to the service. And Father Christmas had a little present for all the children who attended. Well, I don't think the church had ever done anything like it before. But the experiment worked. and the church was packed. And so when I came here to Enfield, I said to the folk at Lancaster Road, how about a hall users all age carol service on a Wednesday evening at 6:30? And well, I think they looked at me a bit askance, but they were willing to back me. And so we had the hall users come. They did an item about 3 minutes long. I said, we don't want anything longer. And we had Father Christmas. It's great, isn't it? Father Christmas not only goes to Ipswich, but he comes to Enfield as well. You know, it's super. And the church was packed. And I suspect that some of the folk who came may not have come to church at other times during the year, or only very occasionally. And one of the things I made sure, with a Bible reading and a short Christian talk in the service. And so we were sharing Christian worship and the Christian message. At Ipswich and at Enfield, the church took a risk. They did something different. And it came off. In the parable of the talents, Jesus says to his followers, he calls them to faithful service, to use their talents in his service, and to take risks. Amen.